Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn eloquence in Chinese. We have Bruno Gisani. Bruno is a curator of ideas. He is the European director and international curator of TED. Hi, Bruno, 你好。
你好，小兰。
Right, Bruno, what is the secret to be eloquent?
Ooh, that's a question that should be asked to eloquent people. I try to help them be eloquent on the TED stage, but I'm not sure I'm one myself.
Right.
Having something to share, maybe an idea or some knowledge to share, and being generous in sharing it. I think there is a big element of generosity in the way you can share with others your knowledge. You can do it in a very, you know, mechanistic way and so, or you can just be connecting with whoever is listening to your story. And I think that a lot of the element of eloquence comes down from that. Of course, it's about finding the right words to say something, and it's about maybe, you know, some people are more or less charismatic, etc. But generosity in sharing, I think, is a key criteria.
Right. Okay. The way to say eloquence in Chinese, we say 口才。
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 Perfect. And 口, that means mouth.
Okay. Which is clearly part of eloquence. 口.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 口. And 才, that means talent.
Oh, the talent to speak.
Yeah. 口 is like a K-O-U, 口.
Yeah,
and 口. It's a third tone, so we go down first and up, and we make some effort and take our time. 口.
口.
Perfect. And then 才 is a second word. It's a second tone, so we go up slightly. 才.
才.
口才.
口才.
That's it. 口才 means eloquent. And then, of course, it could be positive or negative. If we say someone is so eloquent in a positive way, we add good in front. 口才. So we say 好口才.
好口才.
Yep. 好 means good. 好口才.
好口才.
Yep. And Chinese is amazing that if you swap 口才 and 好, you say 口才好, that means the same thing.
Okay.
So I can say, you are so eloquent. 你口才好。
你口才好。
你口才好。That means you are so eloquent. 你口才好。
你口才好。
Yeah, that's it. And then, to say, I'm not that eloquent. I just need to add 口才不好。不 is no. So not good. The mouth talent not good. Means I'm not eloquent.
口才不好。
口才不好。So, 口才不好, we need a subject. The subject is me. 我口才不好。
我口才不好。
Yep, perfect. So, we just learned how to say, you are so eloquent and I am not
I'm
eloquent.
Not. Yeah, that applies to me. Especially
so,
in Chinese.
Yeah, so, 你口才好,我口才不好。And if I really want to emphasize it's so good, we repeat good a couple of times. We say 口才好好。
口才好好。
Yeah, okay. 好好。It's like super duper. Then
yeah,
we just double up. Chinese people love doubling up the words, and when they double
I
the
see.
Words, then that means they emphasize something.
口才好好。
Yeah. So Bruno, what is your native language?
Italian.
How many languages do you speak?
Depends on how you count them, but three or four.
Right. And all of them, you have 好口才.
Well, I mostly live and work in English, which means that when I have to give a talk in Italian, for example, sometimes I have a hard time finding the right words to express some of the concepts that I use in my work. And so I need to prepare, which is part of what we need to do to give a successful speech anyway. So it's okay. But I think that everybody who is multilingual has different vocabularies for different languages just because of the way we have learned them, right? I studied political science in French, so I have a vast political and sociological vocabulary in French, which I don't have in other languages. And I have worked in technology and digital media in English, and that's my vocabulary. And the two don't overlap. They overlap vastly, but they don't overlap completely, right? So for each language, depending on where and under which circumstances you learn the language, you have a slightly different vocabulary.
I can certainly understand what you meant, because I often have to swap languages to different people in the same occasion sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And so you need to create bridges and prepare.
Right. So what is the tip to improve Kou Tai?
Eloquence has a lot to do not only with the choice of words and the way you say things, but also with the connection between you and the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to break that connection, so to lower the level of your eloquence, is to read what's on your slides, or to force the audience to read what's in your slides. Very often you find yourself in a conference and the speaker is up on stage and they turn to the slides and basically they start reading off bullet points that people can read by themselves,
mm-hmm.
which means three things. One, it means that they've prepared the wrong slides because people are there to listen, not to read. There should be almost no words in good slides. The second is that they have not prepared themselves to tell the story. And the third is that they're basically narrating the slides rather than giving a speech. And so reading from the slides is the best way to lower your eloquence while connecting directly with the audience, really putting yourself in a situation of not giving a speech, but telling a story is the best way to really enhance your eloquence.
Right. Thank you for the tips. And Bruno, I know you've been with TED for 12 years and yourself is a very successful public speaker.
Thank you.
You are also involved in some software company you co-founded.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then what is the big thing next?
Well, everybody's looking at some significant technology developments that are coming down the pipe, right? Especially artificial intelligence, machine learning, and big data. And the cloud and the combination of all of that. And I think that is going to really have massive, massive impact. But there are also other things that we should really pay attention to aside from technology. For example, we should pay attention to the fact that right now it seems that democracy is in danger. And what are we doing to not only save, but keep developing our democracy? Because it's under attack from every side, explicitly or implicitly, directly or indirectly. That's, for example, a big question. Another big question is we really live in a globalized world, not only in the economic sense, but in the cultural sense. And, of course, another one of the big questions of the current times and the future times is how do we deal with the other? How do we deal with the foreigner? How do we deal with the stranger? We have not been very good at that recently. But that's a question that's not going to go away. It's actually going to become more and more important. So there are a lot of really big, complex questions that are going to confront us very, very soon, and we better pay attention.
Right. Okay. Your role to the world and your role at TED is actually crucial because people, they need to be informed what's going on.
Well, we try to play our small role. Of course, we are a very, very small player in all this, and it's our collective endeavor, right? But clearly, information is key. And now we are in this whole debate about, what is information, fake news, the truth, post-truth, all this discussion. We could go on for hours about that, but it's actually a very serious issue because it's not just about, one tweet more or less, and it's not only about one specific person being credible or less credible. It's about the fact that the way we organize our societies depends, and the capacity to live together and to project and develop things together depends very much on having some common grounds, or at least about what information is credible and what's not. And right now, there seems to be a lot of confusion about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Bruno, you indeed have very Hao Kou Tai. I'm sold. Totally convinced. We need to do more work to raise awareness.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bruno, for joining us. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today we talk about eloquence, Kou Tai. Being very eloquent, Kou Tai Hao. Not eloquent, Kou Tai Bu Hao. Thank you, Bruno. You are very eloquent, Hao Kou Tai.
Thank you very much.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Bruno.
再见。